Brooke, another year of football is back. Training camp is underway here at St. John Fisher. How exciting is it for you to be back?
I am so excited. This is our year.
What is it in particular this year that you're looking forward to most? Is there anything in particular on the field that you're looking forward to, or anything in the experience at all?
I'm just excited to see the team together again, see some of the new players. Just super excited to see Josh, because I think of him as my child. Just love it. I went to St. John Fisher, so it's exciting that training camp is here and in Rochester. The fans are out. It's a great day. And also, I think they're filming Hard Knocks this year, which is really cool for us. More, you know, visibility, and just super, super pumped.
Well, you bring up Hard Knocks. I did want to ask you about Hard Knocks. Just, you saw them probably filming as you were walking in and kind of being around the scene here. What do you make of this year, and does that really pique your interest to kind of pay attention to what is going to be on the show this year?
Oh yeah, totally. I mean, I watch it regardless, even if it isn't our team, but you know, I was born and raised here, so I've been a Bills fan my whole life, and it just makes it more exciting, you know, because now anywhere you go in the world, people really know who the Bills are and get excited.
You say that you watch the show frequently. I mean, what is it this year that maybe you're looking forward to seeing that, I don't know, maybe you didn't know about the Bills, or some, you know, any aspect that you just kind of interest you with the show?
Well, I want to see just more of, like, their interaction together, like their personal interactions. And then it's really interesting to me that they actually stay in the dorms. So just kind of some of the behind-the-scenes stuff, you know, what they do and what they experience, and kind of how they decide what they're going to practice. All that kind of stuff. I'm really excited for it.
Do you see this as a potential distraction for the team as they prepare for this upcoming season? Or are you confident that with the way that they have that kind of cohesiveness, that togetherness, that no matter what cameras are around or what storylines come up, this isn't going to be a big deal?
Oh, no. I think this is not a big deal. I think they're prepared for it. I think, you know, the fact that they, you know, agreed to it, I think, you know, they're used to it now. They're, you know, with the last few years having more, I guess, attention and, you know, more of the night games. I think they'll be excited for it.
Do you feel that, you know, do you like the spotlight, the attention that the Bills are getting now? I know that in years past, you know, maybe because the team hasn't been as good or anything like that, that, you know, maybe they don't get that attention. But now that they have an MVP quarterback, they have one 5-6 straight AFC championship games. Do you like that attention, or do you rather keep it behind the scenes?
Behind the scenes.
I think it could be, potentially could be a distraction, but I think as long as their mental game is on, it's fine. You just kind of ignore it and just do your thing.
I see you got the red jersey on, but yesterday they announced that they're bringing back the red helmets for at least a game this year. Does that excite you at all?
Yes, yes. I heard it's going to be the Jets game on December 28th is red helmet game, so I'm going to have to try to go to that one. My kids bought me this jersey. It was my first Josh jersey. So I'm excited. I don't even know what else to say. I just really hope they have a great season. And regardless, I'll be a fan.
All right, Brooke, the hardest question I'm going to ask you today is, how do you think the Bills are going to do? What are your predictions for the upcoming year?
We're going to win the Super Bowl. Absolutely.
Love to hear that answer.
Yes.
Anything else you want to add?
Go Bills.